Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Buy.com, the internet superstore, where you'll always find the latest and greatest brands at prices you can afford. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/buy. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is January 28th, 1954, and the title is Beyond Frontier. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Domino,
the Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Beyond the Frontier. In the early days of the West, the name Monte Tollum struck terror to the hearts of all planning the California trek through the saucer, a great bowl-like tract of land ringed by mountains. For Monte Tollum, a slight blue-eyed wisp of a man, was a pitiless killer, sparing no one who came through the saucer. But, incredibly, there were those who attempted the trek, either through ignorance or foolhardiness. And so, as our story opens, we find Monty and his gang of outlaws sitting their horses behind a promontory that allows a view to the east.
Hey, there are two wagons this time, Monty.
Yes. We should fare better today in the matter of plunder, Sledge.
About time to be riding out after a minute.
I'll give the orders. We'll wait until those wagons are abreast of this promontory.
Going to kill them all?
All, Sledge.
You never let anybody get away, do you, Monty?
Not unless it suits my fancy to hold them captive for a time. And it seldom does. Why?
Oh, nothing. Only shooting them down don't seem to mean no more to you than it would to shoot down so many jackrabbits.
I hate people, Sledge. And yet, I want them to remember me. A curious twist of human nature. At one time, I had visions of becoming a great statesman, the greatest the world ever knew. I studied to be a statesman, Sledge. Then, not having the influence in Washington that others had, I was ousted from my job and my career.
So you become an outlaw, huh?
Exactly, Sledge. Now, my sole ambition is to be remembered as the worst bandit who ever rode the West. Yes, vanity is a strange thing.
You're sure getting your ambition, Monty.
Yes. As soon as the word gets back about this ambush, I'll have achieved another page in history. Get ready, boys.
All right.
Remember now, the Indian type of attack. We circle the wagon shooting until nobody's left alive. All right, come on. Get up.
Hey, look out. It's Monte Tollum.
Open fire. Pour in the lead, boys. This is beautiful. Beautiful.
Cisco think the marshal take us, Cisco?
I see no reason why not, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
He has sent out word that he wants men for a posse at once.
Yeah. Then he take us, Pancho think. What that sign say in front of the building?
It says United States Territorial Marshal, amigo.
Sometime Pancho learn to read.
Oh, devil,
oh. Oh, look. This marshal a good marshal, Cisco?
Well, as far as I know, he is, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Although I have heard that he does not have too much decision. Yeah, come, we'll soon find out.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Come in.
You are Marshal Howard?
Yep.
I'm the Cisco Kid. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Buenos dias, señor Marshal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know you two. What do you want with me?
We are here to join your posse, señor Marshal. Mm. You've heard about the latest killings of that bandido Tallam.
Si, bandido.
And we think it is time such killings were stopped.
Si, stopped.
Yeah, it sure is, Cisco. My brother Joe and his daughter are thinking of heading west through the saucer. I want to get that gang cleaned out before they start. So you want to join up with the posse, eh?
Si.
Si, and Pancho, too.
Yeah, it's sure good news to me, Cisco. I can use many of your experience. But don't give me no advice unless I ask for it.
I understand, senor.
It goes without saying that I'm in command of the posse.
Of course.
Of course.
If you need any ammunition or supplies, better go get them now. We're riding for the saucer in an hour.
Hold over. Slow down,
Better check your guns, boys. We're right at the mouth of the saucer.
All right,
let's go.
Oh, Cisco. Si, senor Marshal.
Here's my plan. We'll all ride up to Tallam's stronghold in the hills and demand his surrender.
Si, senor Marshal, if you wish.
Pancho, think that's a good way to get us killed, no?
Well, you got a better plan.
Cisco got a better plan, because Cisco not can get a worse plan.
Pancho, be careful what
si,
you say.
Cisco, but
quieto.
Si, quieto.
Yeah, what's your plan, Cisco?
Well, since you ask me, senor Marshal, the last thing I would do is to ride to that killer's stronghold and demand his surrender. He will only laugh at you.
They laugh and shoot. Shoot and laugh.
Well, I don't know. Ain't many hombres firing on a United States Marshal.
If I were you, I would do this. Split your forces. Let one group ride around the saucer to the west and attack from that direction, while the other group gives them support from the east.
Surprise attack?
Si.
But look here, Cisco. We'd have to wait several hours for the boys to ride around the saucer.
Si, that is true, we would. But to my way of thinking, those bandidos must be taken by surprise. That killer, Monte Tallam, has no more mercy in his soul than a weasel. And his partner, Sledge Barker, is just about as bad.
Yeah, bad hombres.
If we ride right up to them as you suggest, we're only committing suicide.
Well, Cisco know what he talk about, Senor Marshal. You better do like Cisco say.
I don't like that long wait.
Cisco know all the bandidos' tricks, Senor Marshal.
Pancho, we have said all we can. Now let the Marshal make his own decision.
Si, but Cisco said the Marshal not to...
Pancho.
Pancho.
We'll do it my way, Cisco. As tis, we'll probably take them by surprise.
Take them by surprise? Yep. Why, Senor Marshal, Tallam will have lookouts posted. They will see us coming a long way off.
Just the same, we'll do it my way. Let's go, boys.
Very well. Up there, we up there.
Go now. Pancho not like this, Cisco. Pancho not like this one little bitty bits.
Neither do I, Chico. But the Marshal is in command. Wear your guns loose in the holster, Pancho. We are going to need them in a hurry.
Monty. Hey, Monty.
Yes?
There's a big posse riding this way. I saw him through the glasses. About a dozen men with the United States Marshal.
A dozen men, eh?
The Cisco kid's riding with them, too, and the fat one.
Cisco, eh? Well, this is most interesting, Sledge. Most interesting.
Do we gun them down, boss?
Yes, but only 9 of them. We'll take the Marshal prisoner, Sledge. It'll be amusing to deliver him back to the town, bound and gagged, and wearing a sign that says his life was spared through the courtesy of Monte Tallam. He'll be laughed out of the service.
What about Cisco and his fat friend?
I've always had the feeling that the Cisco kid is a coward at heart. So, I'm going to give him and his friend the chance to join our little band, or be tied to a tree and shot down. Well, tell the boys to saddle up, Sledge. We'll ambush those fools where the trail narrows to come into the valley.
You're almost in the valley, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. Just ahead of us, the trail becomes narrow. It's a perfect place for an ambush.
Maybe those coyotes not in the valley, Cisco.
Maybe not, but I think they are. Now listen, Pancho.
Yeah?
If any shooting starts, Get off your horse at once and take cover among the trees that line the trail.
Among the trees, see?
There is one spot where the trail widens out into a little grove.
Uh-huh.
Not large, but it will do.
Pancho remember, Cisco. But how Cisco remember that grove? Cisco here before?
A long time ago, before the banditos came here.
Uh-huh.
But it pays to notice and remember such places.
Take single file through here, boys.
Keep your eyes open now, Pancho.
Pancho's eyes wide open as Pancho can get them, Cisco.
Bueno.
That's far enough. Stop your horses!
By thunder, it's Monte
Tollum. Stop your horses!
Oh, diablo.
Why, greetings to you, Marshal Howard.
Santo Cisco, look at the rifles from behind the rocks.
Si, Pancho.
I demand your surrender, Tollum, in the name of the United States.
Why, certainly, Marshal. We'll surrender at once.
Either you surrender, Tollum, or my men will open fire.
Unfortunately, Marshal, you're in no position to dictate terms. Whereas I am. You alone will ride forward.
Now see here, Tollum.
Then ride forward. Quickly, unless you want all your men shot down.
All right.
That's good. Stop right there. Get your hands up. Now, Dallas, you and Tim take the marshal's weapons and tie him up.
Are you ready to ride in among those trees, Pancho? They'll open fire in a moment.
Hey, Pancho, ready.
Now you and your friend ride forward, Cisco.
Si, hombre, Pancho and I'll ride forward as far as this grove. Off your horse, Pancho.
Patches are all off the horses, go.
Fire on them, boys! They're trying to get away! Kill every one of them!
This grove, amigos! All of you, quickly!
If the posse not get here, Cisco.
Mother of you, no, they will not. Come with these people, Pancho.
Stay down.
Somehow the posse is being shot down like pigeons. Are those bandidos? Give it to them, Pancho.
Pancho, give it to them, Cisco.
Every one of them shot down. I've never seen such a massacre, Pancho.
I should not see it neither. Please go right. No more mercies or reason. Take that, Peters! Take that!
Save your ammunition, Pancho. There's no sense blazing away rocks.
Pancho's so mad he shoot right through the rocks, Cisco.
Nicely done, boys. Very nicely done. Now, Cisco, you and your friend come forward with your hands up.
Come and get us, you murdering coyote.
I won't need to, Cisco. Because when I tell you that the marshal will be killed unless you do as I say, I'm sure you'll come in.
Is it trick, Cisco, in not going, no?
Well, I mean what I say, Cisco, and my patience is short.
We must go in, Pancho. We cannot have the marshal shot down and killed on our account. Very well. We are coming in.
Keep your hands up high, Cisco.
See?
That's far enough.
Well, well, the Cisco kid. I'm deeply honored. Take the guns, boys. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Monte Tollum.
Si, I know who you are, hombre. You are the mad dog who shoots down women and children.
You talk with great assurance, Cisco. But your own death may be only a matter of minutes away. Yes, maybe just a matter of minutes.
And indeed, Monte Tollum, worst killer of the West, has the upper hand. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Beyond the Frontier. When United States Marshal Howard was captured and the rest of his posse shot down by the bandit Monte Tollum and his gang, Cisco and Pancho came in with their hands in the air on order of Tollum and to save the marshal's life. Now, their hands and feet tightly bound, our friends are lying in a shack in the bandit's camp. Presently...
Well, well, how the mighty have fallen.
You better be careful what you say, hombre. You'll be falling yourself.
Don't talk to me, you.
There is one more score I have to settle with you, hombre, for hitting Pancho. And make no mistake, I will settle this score in full.
You're an optimist, Cisco. I know you're good at escaping, but you have no chance whatever of escaping from this hut.
What do you want here?
I want to know how you'd like to become a member of my little band, Cisco.
Of your what?
In language you can understand, of my gang.
This hombre loco like a hootial, Cisco.
Si. That question, hombre, does not even call for an answer.
Either you join up with us, Cisco, you and this other one, or you die. Take your choice.
I say again, your question is not worth considering for one second. If you want a direct answer, no.
No. How'd you like that? No, hombre.
Hey, Monty.
I'm busy, Sledge.
But there's an immigrant wagon out on the plane. Thought you'd want to know.
Yes, yes, of course. Very well, Sledge. Get the boys out.
Right.
Right now, Cisco, I have business to attend to. But when I get back, I'll give you one more chance. And if you still say no, you and this fat one will be shot down. Hey, Mike, turn out all the boys excepting the two guarding Cisco and the one guarding the marshal's hut.
Yeah, boss.
You ask Pancho, Cisco. Pancho tells you we in a tight fix.
Si, we are in a tight fix, amigo. There's no doubt of that. But at least we know the marshal is still alive.
He get us in this fix, him.
Si, but we must get him out of it if we can.
We get us out of it, too, Cisco.
Or so, unless we can get free, find our horses, and get out on that plane. The people in that wagon will be murdered.
Cisco, he's the marshal's brother, no?
Madre mia, Pancho, I believe you are right. He did say his brother and his niece were going to come through the saucer.
Uh-huh.
Ay, santo, and we are trussed up here like sacks of grain. Try those ropes, Pancho.
Pancho, try to, but... Pancho, tie too tight, Cisco.
I'm also tied too tight. Need to loosen these ropes even a bit.
What we do, Cisco? What we do? Pancho doesn't know what to do.
Neither do I at the moment.
All right, men, let's go!
There goes those killers again. Pancho, we must get free.
Pancho, try again, Cisco.
We must do the impossible and get free.
Keep watching with those glasses, Alice. Keep watching all around the horizon.
Yes, I am, Dad. I'm watching every minute. Oh, this place they call a saucer frightens me to death.
Oh, I don't think there's any danger, daughter. You'll notice I ain't driving close to that promontory. I left the trail back there and drove over on this side of the plane.
Yes, but even so, it wouldn't take those killers long to ride over here if they saw us.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be taking us by surprise. Besides that, there's a water hole up ahead a mile or so. It's got sloping sides like a big bowl. We could hold off a lot of men there.
I wish we'd taken the other trail west.
Now, daughter, if we'd taken that other trail, we'd have lost most of 2 weeks of time. I want to get out to the new country and get settled as soon as we can. And...
Dad, Dad!
Eh? What?
There's some dust rising over by that promontory.
Eh?
Oh, good heavens, there's some riders. Oh, Dad!
They're riding right this way like blue blazers, ain't they?
Oh.
I'm afraid it's them bandits. We'll head for that water hole. Get up! Come on, get up there!
We'll never make it ahead of them. We'll never make it.
Girl, take this rifle, girl. You can shoot. And the first man that comes in range, shoot to kill. Get up! Come on!
Cisco, Pancho, and I can get free.
Pancho.
What?
Look, there's a piece of broken bottle over there on the floor.
Wait.
If we can get that, we may be able to cut through these ropes.
How we get it, huh?
I will try to roll over to where it is.
Uh-huh.
Madre mia. One is helpless. One's hands are tight behind his back this way.
Uh-huh. Come. Try.
Now, if I can just inch myself forward a little bit.
A little bit.
Tell me, Pancho, how close are my fingers to the piece of glass?
A little more, Cisco.
I will try more.
Come. Almost got it, Cisco. A little more.
Si.
Move.
I have it, Pancho. Now, can you roll over here?
Pancho, the fat Pancho. Pancho water could roll easy downhill, but this not downhill.
Come on, Pancho, come on.
Si. Roll over, Pancho. Roll. Over. Old fat Pancho.
He's perfect, amigo. Now hold still. I'll try to cut that rope on your wrist.
Better go in and make sure them hombres are all right, Dallas.
They're all right.
Santo Pancho, think those hombres come in.
Oh, I will have to hurry, Pancho.
Part of the rope give way, Cisco.
Si. If I can get the rest of it.
Bueno, Cisco, bueno. The rest of the rope give way.
Then here, Pancho. Take this glass and cut me loose.
Si, Cisco. He's a good sharp glass. There. In Pancho's legs free. Now, Pancho cut Cisco free.
Come on, hurry.
It's almost good as the knife, Cisco. Look. How sharp the edge.
Do not stop to admire that, amigo. Hurry. Cut the rope to my ankles. Come on.
Si.
Gracias.
Oh, my muscles are cramped, but there's no time to lose. Follow me and come quietly, Pancho.
Boss won't fool that long with Cisco, Dallas.
Good point, Cisco. And Pancho, jump on the other hombre.
Hey,
Buena. Yeah, they are both knocked out. Get their guns, Pancho. Their handguns and rifles as well.
Si, Pancho got them.
Give me one of those handguns. Uh-huh. An ammunition belt.
Yes, Cisco.
Now, down this way. Uh-huh. From what those hombres said before, I believe the marshal is under guard in a hut just about...
Hey, wait, Pancho. What?
There's the hut, amigo. Uh-huh. And there is the guard lying just outside the hut on a bench.
Get him.
I will knock him out as quickly as possible.
Now, Cisco! Cisco, knock out them hombres all over the place, no?
Get his guns too, Pancho. I will go in and set the marshal free. Then we will get our horses and ride down on the plain as fast as we can get there.
Dad! Dad, they're gaining! We'll never get to that water hole.
We gotta get there. Get out! Come on! Hey! Take that rifle, daughter. Aim at that leading rider and shoot to kill.
All right.
Take your time now.
Yes.
Did you get him?
No, I missed. I couldn't shoot to kill anyway.
Oh, you better. They'll kill us if they can. Devil money, Tollum.
I think that shot made them sheer off a little, Dad.
Good. Take another shot.
I'll drive the horses. Here, you take the rifle.
All right. Let me have it.
Get up, boys. Get up.
That hombre's coming back in range again. Got him, by thunder.
Was that Tollum?
Don't think so. One of his men, I guess. Well, that'll make him a little more careful. Drive them horses for all they're worth, Alice. We're getting near that water hole. If we can get there, we can hold them off. For a little while, anyway.
Oh, we're almost there. Oh, why don't they let us alone?
Oh, good girl. That's the way to drive. Take them right down over the bank, Alice.
Steady, boy. Yeah. Steady. Oh! Oh, whoa!
Hey, Alice, take this other rifle and get to the other side of the bank. Quick.
All right, Dad.
Coyotes, the blasted coyotes!
There are those banderos, Pancho. Look, they're riding in a circle around the water hole and shooting.
Can't you see the top of a covered wagon?
See? Those buzzards. They will pay for these.
It's my brother Joe, Cisco. Sure as blazes, it's Joe and Alice.
See, up, Gabba.
Go! But look, Cisco, we'll be riding right into them.
See, Senor Marshal.
That's just plain crazy. We'd better stop and reconnoiter.
There's no time for that. Our best chance is to ride right into them.
Diablo! You know what you're doing, Cisco.
Get him!
All I want to do is get my hands on that devil of a Monte Carlo.
They see us, Cisco. They look this way.
Get your guns ready. Ha! Open up on them.
Watch, boys. This is Cisco Kid. I'll get up myself.
There's poor shooting, hombre. You will have no chance to shoot again. I will drive you to the ground.
Look out.
Well, we can settle you. Watch out for it, Paul. Yeah, now we will see.
Run, you coyotes! Run! We'll gun you down, you devils!
You're too small to fight with Tollum, but at least I can shake you until your teeth rattle in your head.
Easy, Cisco. That's enough.
You muttering pack rat. That's all I can do to keep from choking the breath out of you. Give me those guns. Now, call off your bandidos. Call them off quickly.
All right, boys. Hold your fire. That's enough. Hold your fire.
Cisco, all the hombres run away like rabbits. We chase them, Cisco, no?
No. Let them go, Pancho. We have the one we want. Get the rest of them later.
Alice, Joe, you all right?
Yes.
We're all right. But that snake column ain't gonna be.
Thank goodness you got here when you did.
Let me get my hands on him, partner. I'll tear him to pieces slow.
Oh, it's a mad senor, Cisco.
No, senor. I understand how you feel. I feel the same way. But we will let the law deal with Marty Tollum. And do not mistake. The law will deal with him.
Oh, if you hadn't reached us when you did, Cisco.
Think no more about it, senorita. Good fortune sent us your way in time. That is all that counts.
And you've really rounded up the rest of that gang.
Si. Everyone in the town turned out to make up the next posse. Those bandidos without their leader had no chance.
And of course, the posse had the Cisco Kid as leader.
No, senorita. Your uncle, the marshal, rode at the head of the posse.
Yes, I know. Taking orders from you.
Taking suggestions from me, senorita.
Oh. All right, then. Have it your own way. But I know better. And I also know something else.
Yeah? What is that?
That I'm going to kiss you, Cisco.
Oh?
Yes, Cisco. Right now. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
It's a good thing that bandido Talam now in the jail.
Si, it's a very good thing, amigo. Now travelers can ride this trail without fear of being killed.
Si. They not could sleep going on this trail.
It's true, they could not. They had to keep their eyes open all the time.
That's like Pancho's Uncle Jose, Cisco. Pancho's Uncle Jose keep his eyes open all the time.
Your Uncle Jose?
Yeah. And Pancho tell you, Cisco, about Uncle Jose. Uncle Jose not able to sleep.
Oh, si. You told me your Uncle Jose had insomnia.
See, he got it. Not able to sleep.
But I thought your Uncle Jose had been cured of that insomnia.
Uncle Jose all cured, Cisco. Now he's just not able to sleep.
But if he was cured of his insomnia, of course he can't sleep.
No. Uncle Jose not can sleep, Cisco.
I do not understand how that can be. You say he is cured of his insomnia?
Oh, see, all cured, Cisco. But now Uncle Jose stay awake all night thinking about how he once not able to go to sleep.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Oh, diablo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, that's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.